Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, it's Thursday. It's my jazz Thursday. For some reason, I don't know. I was talking about this with Jeffrey Zabar a little bit ago. For some reason, Thursdays are just more, I'm just more energetic, which is kind of a dangerous thing, folks. I mean, I'm usually walking around with my energy and somebody else's. But Thursdays, I'm just a little bit more on top. And for some reason, I love Thursdays, and especially when I get a chance to visit with my good friend Chad Moutray. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an economist at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy, which is an outstanding organization that does a lot of work for you while we're sleeping. And folks, you know, you hear people, politicians and different people, maybe even me, you know, spouting this statistic or this factoid or whatever about small business and, you know, so-and-so small business, blah, 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 right? Well, guess what? Most of the time, that really important information that they're talking about, that they're using to their advantage, that I'm using to my advantage, comes out of Chad Moutray's work, the hard work he does there as a chairman at the SBA's Office of Advocacy. And he's, as I said earlier, I'm glad to say he's our good friend. Chad Moutray, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. If you're this energetic on Thursday, what do you like on Friday?
Can you imagine? Do you have a day like that, Chad? Do you have days where you just kind of feel a little bit more, you know, look out.
Maybe that's Saturday.
Saturday. how about Friday afternoon, right?
Friday's good too.
But no, do you have a day during the week, Monday through Friday, that you seem to that you've wrecked? What I was saying earlier in the hours,
I think
is that right?
Wednesday is a light psychological hurdle, you know.
Yeah.
Realizing the week is half over.
Well, that probably is for a lot of people, too. But for some reason, I don't know, I've just noticed that over the years, I'm more energetic about Thursday. I'm even more into my show and everything, I always feel that way, but especially for some reason on Thursday. Okay, Chad, we got a lot of important things to talk about here. We got, you're the guy who's out there with you. It's a small business. You know who we are. You know where we live. You know what we're frightened about. You know where our pain is because you've been talking to, you've been polling folks. You've been doing the research on all this stuff. What's going on in small businesses in the 2008 economy?
Well, obviously the economy is kind of a big challenge at this particular point. I know the National Federation of Independent Businesses survey. They continue to look at what I would call extreme pessimism. And the result of that is that a lot of small business owners are sitting on their hands. If you ask them, you know, are you planning to expand in the next or hire new workers or invest in new capital equipment, they a lot fewer of them are saying yes to that question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know at the SBA and as well as other banks, you also have a lot of people who are not, you know, asking for loans as much as they were before.
Yep. And by the way, folks, in case you hear a little background, that's the beautiful little Charlotte, Chad's 3-year-old daughter, and Chad, we call that ambiance around here.
Yeah, she's wanting more raspberries, so I'll get her on the break.
That's all right. We call that ambiance around here. Okay.
So basically, the small business owners are sitting on their hands at this point, and that's one part of the reason why we need to get the economy moving again. Business owners to start hiring. They are the job generators in the economy. We needed them to start buying capital equipment, which is why in the president's stimulus package that just passed, there was, you know, the provision to accelerate depreciation and to add to the expensing provisions in terms of the amount that you can deduct in the first year.
Right.
So hopefully all of these things help kind of turn the economy around. And you already saw in this last week, sales were up pretty dramatically as a result of the stimulus checks. So.
I think the economic fundamentals are not as bad as the economic attitude is. I think we've allowed. I actually bought my first $4 a gallon gas yesterday. And first time I bought $4 for a gallon, $4.99, and that was a shock to my system. I didn't like it. $3.99 I should say. I did not like it. It made me mad. It was a lot of money, when you get hit by that, Chad, and even when you're not buying gas, you drive by a gas station, and you see it on. Those things are real. They're very demoralizing for consumers and business owners. When we come back, we're going to talk about all this a little bit more with our good friend Chad Moutre. He's going to have some more information for us right after these messages. 20 till, here's Chicago to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. There's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Get there. We'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show. And by streaming or podcasting, you can check out the archives, of which there are thousands. Of past interviews arranged by category, where you can find the topic that's on your mind and go and find something to listen to there that'll help you out, and also articles in the same kind of a catalog method. And the Brain Trust members are there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our lots and lots of stuff there. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and of course, AskJim.biz is where you get small business answers now. Type your question in. We'll get you some answers. Instantaneously and no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out. Use our stuff. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend, chief economist for the SBA.
Correct. That's correct.
So it's this abbreviation for advocacy, ADVO, after SBA.gov. So check that out, folks. You'll find all the good stuff there that you need. I send people there all the time.
I know you've always been a good advocate for us. We'll have to hire you at one of these places.
Well, you don't have to hire me. It's cheaper this way. Just keep doing good work, and I'm going to keep recommending you. No, people ask me stuff. I get this all the time, either from my sponsors or from different people. And I say, what about so-and-so? And I'll say, well, you know what? Here's what I know. So here's your answer from me. But if you want to know more, go to sba.gov/ADVO and look at the good work that my friend Chad Moutre's done. And so they come back and they say, man, that was great. I'm glad to know about that site. So, folks, I hope you'll check that out. And if you're a journalist out there and you're writing on any small business, you got to know that website. Okay, Chad, one of the things that I've been telling small business owners, we're talking about the economy, folks, and how small business owners are doing these days. I've been telling my audience, this is probably not a good year to get out on too much on the leading edge of stuff. In other words, operate in a more conservative margin this year, at least for a little while longer. And here's the reason, Chad. When you try to do something on the leading edge, meaning, you know, maybe something nobody's ever done before, that's very close to the bleeding edge.
Yeah.
The leading edge, there's a very fine line between the bleeding edge and the leading edge. And so if, you know, in a year like 2008, when maybe cash flow is a little tighter, maybe, you know, sales might be off 5%, 2%, whatever, maybe a little bit more, I don't know. Maybe this is not a good year to go take a flyer on something, to get out too much on the leading edge. But I've also been telling them to keep their powder dry, because I'm convinced in the second half of the year, you know, it's going to be time to start thinking about slaying some new dragons.
I think the surveys are obviously are showing that. I think that, you know, a lot of people have talked about whether there's a credit crunch, for instance, for small business, and I don't think that there is.
There isn't one. There is not. We've.
I think, that, I think that if a small business owner wants credit, they can get credit. Now, they might have to jump through a couple of hoops more than they did before. Certainly, there's been evidence that there's been some tightening.
Yep.
But there's also a lot of evidence out there that banks are willing to lend if you want the money. And so, there's been a lot of really high profile bigger banks, which have kind of backed out of the market a little bit. But there's 6,000 or 7,000 banks in this country, and each one, of course, would love to have a small business owner's business. And I think once the economy picks up, small business owners become a little bit more optimistic. They're going to do the things that you're just talking about. Their strategy of where they're going to be going for the next year or so during this time, and we can just wait and see what's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year, and you're going to see a lot of activity, I think.
Well, and see, this what you were just talking about banks is the reason why, Chad, that for over 10 years now, I've been telling my audience, my small audience, that you must have a relationship with at least one independent community bank.
Yeah.
I don't care about all your other banking relationships, but at least one of your banks, and maybe your prime bank, should be an independent community bank, because those are the guys right now, Chad, who are helping to hold up small business owners more than any other financial organizations out there. But the other thing I wanted to mention, Chad, is other surveys that we've seen show that small business owners, while they're not maybe hiring more people, they're not buying as much capital as they have in the past, they are not cutting back on their marketing efforts. And
yeah.
See, I think that's one of the things that's helping to hold up the economy, and I applaud them for that.
Yeah, that's true.
What are some other things you're seeing in the economy?
Well, certainly, as we mentioned earlier, energy prices are a major drain on the economy, as it is on the consumer sector as well. We had a study that came out about a month ago that showed that there's a disproportionate effect businesses when energy prices go up, especially in the manufacturing sector, in the consumer sector, and this is somewhat common sense, I suspect, but it's a nice tool, I think, that we can go out when we're talking to policymakers, talking about how much pain the small business owner is in terms of energy prices going up. We're in the summer now, but wait till we get into the fall months.
Yeah,
in the Northeast, where a lot of their energy does come from the petroleum sources, and so there's going to be a lot of hardship. These high prices.
The United States has got to start producing more oil from our own resources, the main thing that that's going to do is it's going to increase the inventory, folks. And when the inventory is increased, that means that you got a better balance between supply and demand, and that's going to cause the speculators to back off, in my opinion, on their speculation, which is a large part of why the oil prices are as high as they are. So the United States has got to be drilling. We've got to be drilling in Anwar. We've got to be drilling offshore. We've got to be finding oil wherever it is and getting it out of the ground and getting it into the marketplace where we can use it. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Chad Mutre is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back, a little Van Halen jumping us back into this segment. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, jumping on Thursday. This is my jump day, Thursday. And we're visiting with our good friend Chad Mutre, Chief Economist for the SBA's Office of Advocacy. That's sba.gov/ADBO. I love telling people about that. And Chad, why don't you tell the audience what the Office of Advocacy does? I like doing this. When your boss, Tom Sullivan's on, our friend is on, he talks about it all the time. But I tell people about what you guys do all the time. I think it's really important. And folks, as I said earlier, they're doing stuff for you that protect you when you're sleeping. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, we do two things. Number one, we research the importance of small business in the economy. You've already mentioned that. All the factoids that you typically hear about the importance of small business and entrepreneurship, many of those come from our office. We also research issues of importance to small business owners, like energy, like health care, like employee turnover, and all those wonderful things that you see coming out of our office. Actually, right now, we have a series of requests for quotations up on FedBizOps. So anyone who does research, who wants to bid for some of the research contracts that we have out there for this fiscal year, can do that just by going on our website and looking at the links. The deadline for that is July 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the economics half of the office. The other half of the office is regulatory enforcement. We enforce the Regulatory Flexibility Act, which in a nutshell says that the federal agencies, whenever they're drafting new regulations, need to consider small business interests. and we work with them through the comment process, the interagency process, to minimize burdens on small firms.
And to enlighten them about some of the potential roadblocks or landmines that they could be building into new policy.
You can't have a one-size-fits-all approach. That's for
yeah.
sure.
And we can't count on these people to know what small business owners need or what they could do. I mean, they could put one word into a sentence that could be a landmine for small businesses everywhere in the United States. And so your organization, Tom Sullivan, and the rest of you guys over there, help them understand. Hey, don't put that word in there.
She's asking for raspberries here.
Yeah. Is that Charlotte asking for? But the thing is you got to do it. Don't put that word in there, folks. That's one of the things that they do. And I have to say, Chad, my hat's off to President Bush for giving your organization, Tom Sullivan's primary job, more leverage, more teeth with the policymakers to help to keep them from hurting small business owners.
That's true. And you know, we've also worked with the state governments to try to ensure that they're, you know, the states pass similar types of legislation at the state levels, because we realize, of course, small business owners face regulations at the local level, the state level, and the federal level, and we're only really dealing with one of those layers.
Right, exactly. And folks, then you get over to the ombudsman side of the SBA, and he handles things after the fact. The things we were just talking about are getting things prevented before they happen, and then the ombudsman, which is a part of the SBA, he takes over. And I've forgotten who the I'm almost saying the name of the
his name
of
is
the,
Nick Owens.
Exactly, Nick Owens. I just couldn't get it out. Over at the SBA, the Office of Ombudsman takes care of things after the fact if you've got some kind of a problem that you need help with regard to regulations. All right, a couple of minutes left. Chad, last thoughts.
Well, I think that we've obviously talked about the challenges. We can talk about the opportunities as well.
Yep.
One of the biggest opportunities is in the export sector. The lower dollar has really helped the entire economy. In fact, if it hadn't been for the export sector, we would have had negative GDP growth.
We've been in big trouble without exports. That's one of the reasons why the Fed has not been jawboning the dollar up. They've been letting it run, and that's helped our exports, hasn't it?
Well, you saw between the first quarter of 2007 and the first quarter of 2008, 8.8% increase in exports in the United States.
Yep.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's certainly, I think, as I said, one of the areas that I think is an opportunity for small businesses. Keep in mind that many small business owners, because they haven't had to, are primarily a domestic entity.
Right.
They haven't been overly proactive in terms of going out and finding international sales. And now maybe with the dollar where it is and being in a different competitive situation, perhaps exporting is an area that they'll go into.
Well, my audience knows that ever since I've been on the show, when the dollar was strong, I mean back when it was on par with the euro, I was telling my audience that they should be not, you know, everybody can't be an exporter, but if you have anything, if you are connected in any way with anything that can be exported, you should be looking into that. I've been talking about that for a long time. Chad, thank you for being here. Good job today, and when you leave us, be sure to give Charlotte a hug for us.
Well, sorry about that.
But you don't. Hey, listen, you never have to apologize for that. That's, as I say, we all have kids, and that's ambiance for us. We're just glad you spent a little time with us today. And on behalf of my audience and small business owners everywhere, Chad, for the work that you do, we thank you.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen.
Later.
Gotta go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.